The True False Film Fest is here, and KBIA has been talking with some of this year's filmmakers as part of a series we call True False Conversations. I'm Sarah Shariari. In Bisbee 17, director Robert Green looks at Bisbee, Arizona. It's a town on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. It was home to an influential copper mining camp in the early 1900s. And a century ago, 1,200 union workers, mostly immigrants, were deported across state lines. Green, who now works at the Missouri School of Journalism, spoke with KBIA's Abby Ivory Gagne about how the film examines the ways the past influences the present.
Can you tell me a little bit about what happened in Bisbee?
So Bisbee is a town that was the queen of the copper camps. It was one of the most important copper mining centers in America and even the world. And over the course of maybe 100 years or so, the mines were open and immigrants from all over the world would pour in from other mining places around the world to work in the mines of Bisbee. And it was like this thriving place, basically. And now the mines closed in 1975. But 100 years ago, in 1917, 1,200 striking miners, most of them immigrants, they've been radicalized by the Industrial Workers of the World, which was the most radical union in the history of this country, and maybe one of the most radical unions in the history of the world, came to town and basically said, you got to fight for higher wages and better working conditions. And this was a place that was known as a white man's camp, so they also wanted to fight for racial equality. And like Mexican workers couldn't work below ground, which means they couldn't make as much money, things like that. And the mining company conspired with the local sheriff to round up the striking miners by gunpoint. 2,000 were rounded up, 1,200 of them were shipped out of town on cattle cars and dropped in the middle of the desert of New Mexico and just left there. And that became known as the Bisbee deportation. And what the film does is tell that story, but tell it through recreating it by collaborating with locals to inhabit the characters on either side of the debate and then recreate the deportation itself.
So I want to talk about the reenactments, because one of the people who participated in the reenactment, at the end of it, he said, it's kind of like the biggest group therapy session ever. So talk a little bit about that.
We consider them sort of like interventions with reality or something, because we've collaborated with the folks in town to create these sort of staged interventions. The idea was really that we would find people in town who had a connection to the story, or people who didn't have a connection to the story, but had a connection with the place, and use these interventions, use these reenactments to, I don't know, rattle the ghost's cage a little bit and see what comes out. And a lot of times what actually is happening is people are really inserting their own personal dramas into this other drama, which they've turned into their own stories. And in a way, the film is about the nature of storytelling. The last three of my films have been about sort of staging these fantasies that are inside of us. And this was a way to do that. This was a way to get at sort of the way we fantasize about history and the way we mythologize stories from our past. When you open that up, when you shake that snow globe, other things emerge.
That was KBIA's Abby Ivory Gagne talking with director Robert Green about his film Bisbee 17. For all of our True False coverage, go to kbia.org.